Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Kim Weston, Eddie Kendricks, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Edward Starr, Mary Wells, Jimmy Ruffin, and his brother David Ruffin. All coming up the next half hour as we feature solo Motown artists.
Tom Fallon. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, baby. Yes, I did now. Thought someday we'd settle down, oh yeah. Trying to run my game on you, no baby, no, no. Just trying to make you know. If you let me, I know again. I can sail a ship. Just trying to make you know.
Motown memory from Eddie Kendricks, If You Let Me, and that only reached number 99 in the United States pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 17 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1972. Before that, Kim Weston and Love Me All the Way, only reaching number 88 in the pop charts, but number 24 in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1963. And we start with Marvin Gaye, My Mistake Is to Love You, number 19 from 1974. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder and Send One Your Love. Well, Send One Your Love is a 1979 soul single by Stevie Wonder, and the song reached number 4 in the U.S. pop charts in 1979 and was the lead single from Stevie Wonder's album entitled Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants. It was mostly an instrumental album by Stevie Wonder, and the song became Stevie's second single to top the adult contemporary charts, following the 1973 song You Are the Sunshine of My Life, which topped the chart for 4 weeks. Well, in the soul's chart, Send One Your Love went to number 5. The B-side of the 45 was the instrumental version of Send One Your Love. Well, here it is, Send One Your Love, Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown.
From the home. just for me, because it's my turn to turn and say goodbye. I sure would like to know that you're still on my side, because it's my turn. Some damage that's been done, but now it's my turn to reach and touch the sky. No one's gonna say, at least I didn't try.
Rock and roll music, I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul.
Star in Agent 00 Soul, and then reached number 21 in the United States pop charts from 1965. The record was originally released on the Rick-Tick record label, and Motown bought Rick-Tick record. And before that, Diana Ross and It's My Turn, reaching number 90 in the United States pop charts in 1980. It's My Turn was the name of a movie which featured Jill Clayburn and Michael Douglas. And we started with Stevie Wonder, Send One Your Love, reaching number 4 from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, here is Mary Wells, and you beat me to the punch right here on Motown.
Today, I first saw you.
Must have had a heart.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
not that I don't love you. You know how much I do. And it's not that I found someone to take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand. And a dread that shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. I don't understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But those arms you got around me will let me go someday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So
David Ruffin and Walk Away From Love, a great song reaching number 9 in the United States pop charts from 1975. Before that, David's older brother Jimmy Ruffin with I've Passed This Way Before, reaching number 17 from 1966. And we start with Mary Wells and You Beat Me to the Punch, number 9 from 1962. Well, this half hour, we featured solo Motown artists. Well, coming up after the break, more solo Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.